So let us go to omnichannel. And what exactly is omnichannel retailing? We'll discuss about this particular thing. So this has with the new era that is getting started with the modern day consumerism, lot of challenges are faced by retailers driven by millennials who seek a different buying experience. So today, if you see, including each and every person, they require a different buying experience. So this helps, this makes the people also think, the suppliers also think, how I can make the buying experience of the person different, how I can make it as better. So it is a constantly evolving thing, which we call as an omnichannel. Omnichannel is nothing but e-channels which are doing today. A mobile app, a mobile online bazaar which are doing, and where the supplier meets the purchaser in the system itself, in the digital channel itself. All these are called as an omnichannel. Traditional retailers are facing competition from e-tailers, online bazaars and suppliers who have opened dedicated retail chains and online direct sales offerings. So as we know, traditional retailers are facing immense competition from these particular people. People who are still wants to do a face-to-face discussion and wants to compare multiple products and take a decision, that people only are reaching to the traditional retailers. Otherwise, all the people had moved on to the e-tailers. To match up to the emerging opportunities and surpass customer experience, retailers recognize the core of the problem to lie in improved supply chain solutions, making omnichannel the most important buzzword in the retail segment. Today, omnichannel is a buzzword and most of the transactions are happening in omnichannel only. This is where the omnichannel retailing comes in. So what is omnichannel retailing? Omnichannel is also a multi-channel approach to sales, but one that seeks to provide the customer with a fully integrated online and offline channels. Like we said, you will be in a position to come to know when exactly and where exactly the transactions are happening, where exactly it has reached, what are the different options you are having for purchasing this particular thing. Is there any way in which you can get a better discount? Who is the person who is giving a better discount for the same product you are going to have, you are going to purchase? All these things customer is having the access to today, and he is in a position to take a decision. And it happens because of the fully integrated solution. Example, when you are going and checking on Amazon, when you are going and checking for a TV, the TV price is getting taken from the purchaser, from the supplier, and it is being shown to you. The biggest impact of companies is in their supply chain strategy, business process, and technology. From a supply chain perspective, omnichannel delivery means that there has to be complete visibility across channels along with the holistic and unified view of the path to the purchase. So from purchase to the delivery, the entire holistic view should be available for all the parties involved. This is where the omnichannel retailing comes in. And what is omnichannel retailing? We'll see. We'll continue the same discussion here. So let us first understand this change retail scenario, where we can then go to the appreciate its impact on supply chain. So first we'll see what exactly is the current scenario that has changed now. Omnichannel retailing is similar to multi-channel retailing. So earlier we were having multi-channel, but generally entails a broader vision of the opportunity. So let us see what exactly are the difficulties the retailers are having today. Having a single consistent source of data available to customers regardless of how they contact the retailer. So customers may walk into the customer from a shop, or they may contact using a website, or they may contact through a mobile banking. So irrespective of whatever way they are going to reach, there should be single constant truth of data should be available to the customers. Methods of contact include smartphones, web pages, brick and mortar stores, pop-up shops, phone sales, catalogs, and so on. Like we said, and the consumer has to be serviced equally across all these particular channels. So wherever the customer reaches, he should be serviced equally. It should not be like when the customer is going brick and mortar, the cost is on the higher side, and e-platform is on the lower side. Then it becomes an imparity in the entire system. Usually, different channels utilize disparate systems without built-in data integration. So this results in different rates that has been given to the customer. The retailer must create a holistic view of the customer and make sure that product, service, and account data is the same on every channel. So we have to, these retailers should ensure that this particular thing is getting service or the product or the account data and the price are same across all the channels as we ensured by the retailer. So this is a challenge now that is being faced, because having multiple systems in place and without a proper integration between these systems, it becomes really challenging for the retailer to ensure that he is giving the right same product, same service and same rate for all the products which he is having. How do retailers address the challenges of omnichannel? So let us see, now we have defined what is really our challenges that are being handled by omnichannel retailers. Now see how they are addressing this particular thing. Omnichannel growth will dilute margins unless the supply chain changes. Until supply chain changes, obviously your margins are going to be reduced. So how you are going to ensure that margins are not diluted and customer experience is improving? Consumer goods and retail companies must re-engineer the supply chain if omnichannel is to be profitable. Retailers must break down data silos in their retail channels and have data integration requirements in mind whenever a new system is added to your channel's operations. Like we said, data integration is the key to success for an omnichannel retailer. A strong product information management practice can help retailers create quality, consistent data that works on all customer channels. So, irrespective of where the customer is going to come to the brick and mortar store, or he is going to do in website or mobile banking, data should be same for this channel customer to see. So what stops the people today, what stops the retailers today from proceeding further with the entire thing, and how they can overcome this particular thing, we'll see it now. Lack of dedicated resources and capabilities. So now there is a huge challenge on the capability perspective, and there are no dedicated resources who can implement the supply chain management. Level of investment required to succeed. So money is not so easily going to come. Until you have to, investment is huge when you are going to do one integration and supply chain management that is going to be deployed. A challenge of supply chain complexity. Obviously, supply chain is complex when you are going to have multiple parties involved, and integration, communication between all these people are going to be a challenge. Limitation of siloed organization structure. Today, if you inside the organization itself, there is multiple siloed and multiple departments are there. If you are not having a proper ERP which integrates with across the entire departments, it is going to be a challenge. Lack of senior leadership support. Obviously, senior leadership is not understanding what exactly is going to be the requirement, and as a result, there is a lack, that is support is lacking from the senior leadership. So a successful omnichannel strategy must therefore start with an understanding of what the consumers want, and most importantly, their changing needs and expectations. Clarity on what the consumers feel is of real value to them. So you have to understand what exactly is going to be the strategy, what has to be decided based on the what exactly the end customer requires, and what exactly is the change that is happening in the entire world, marketing world, and what exactly is the new experience that are coming. To make this happen, companies must dismantle all existing channel silos, change its business process and technologies, replace key performance integrators at all levels, and P&Ls realigned. So like we said, the only way is to move forward, ensure that the BPR happens properly and technologies are integrated with multiple systems, and key performance integrated indicators for individual people are getting changed as per what we had discussed for the easiness of the final customer. So let us see what are the strategic critical success factors for supply chain management. Focus on the real needs of the customer and do not over-engineer the omnichannel offer. See, there are cases where the entire over-engineering of the omnichannel has ensured has resulted in the entire thing of entire experience of the customer going down instead of their experience improving. Dedicate resources to prioritize omnichannel and collaborate across channels to remove silo behavior. It is painful. Any change is going to be painful, and it is a cultural change that is going to happen, but there is no other option. You have to proceed further. Embed a continuous improvement mindset to keep up with fast changing technology platforms and behaviors. So bring in a cultural change in the behavior and ensure that the people understand why this particular change is required in supply chain management. Design products and packaging for the requirements of omnichannel agility. Obviously, omnichannel, when you are going to talk about omnichannel, agility is more important, and you should be in the position to hit the market very fast. So have multiple MVPs, have the agile, you can implement the entire thing is in agile methodologies, so that you will have the multiple MVPs and you will be in a position to deliver that on time and at right frequency. Plan for supply chain needs of the future, not today, or you will be always be behind. So you have to think from the future perspective and not as on today. Otherwise, you will be having, you will be ensuring the competition will beat you and they'll be running in front of before you. Segment the supply chain to meet the different product and channel demands. Sweat existing assets in a creative way to support the omnichannel need. So if possible, change the existing assets to help you to have a proper omnichannel deployed. Otherwise, you have to throw away the existing assets. Get click and collect right as a priority over home delivery visibility. So you should think of how I will be in a position to have a better cost effective manner. Incentivize data sharing to get an end to end view of the value chain. So in the entire value chain, like you are saying, supplier and your supplier and the warehouse and the transport people involved, multiple stakeholders, there should be in a position to do an end to end view of the value chain for the end customer. Move beyond traditional sales forecasting to sense and shape demand. So in the traditional sales, they will be looking for the specific time of the year. Instead of that, you should be in a position to find out what SLA is going to be happening in this specific year based on the different environments that are getting changing. Use your data to create a single view of the customer across all channels, including returns. Leverage advanced analytics platform to drive granular details on cost to serve in order to understand real profit drivers. So from the management perspective, you should be in a position to find out what is going to be the real profit driver for the entire deal that is going to be there. And consumer should be in a position to know what actually is benefited by going through the order with you. So let us understand what actually is the supply chain in omnichannel retailing. While omnichannel is rapidly becoming the growth engine of consumer retailing, only few companies are yet there and ready for it and confident about their ability to execute managing margin pressures. So even though you are having multiple omnichannels in place, but still the margin pressure here is on the very high side. Let us see why it is this way. While the biggest cost driver is supply chain, and yet supply chain is at the heart of delivering profitability in omnichannel, most retailers are yet to customize their supply chains to fit the requirements of omnichannel retailing needs. This is a big problem here, because even though everyone understands and agrees that supply chain is the heart of the entire thing, changing the entire thing as per the, or customizing the entire thing as per the requirement is the biggest challenge. And due to which there will be multiple pressures are happening because on the margin. So let us see what are the differences between a earlier brick and mortar thing, where which is nothing but the retailer who is sitting next to your door, and the omnichannel case. So most retail supply chains have traditionally been cost centers built solely to deliver goods to stores. So what was happening is that the retail supply chains has been happened that way, that it will be cost centers will be sending their goods to the stores. Omnichannel requires supply chain to become their consumer facing front office. It determines whether shoppers have had a good or bad experience. So users now today, they are in a position to find out what exactly is the experience of this particular thing which is being online, and they are coming to know how exactly the consumer is using this particular product. In omnichannel, fulfillment across the whole range of channels is required. It is the SCM that determines whether consumers will be satisfied or not. You cannot get it wrong. So consumer will be always updating what is his expectation and what exactly he has received at the time of delivery. Omnichannel has placed supply chain firmly on the front line. So without a proper supply chain, omnichannel cannot be successful. With consumers now expecting to browse, purchase and return goods across a variety of channels, the supply chain has to reach beyond the retail store to the consumer's home and dedicated pickup points. So including returns are happening online, and people are pushing to ensure that they are getting the consumer home is getting, is receiving the products, or at a specific pickup point they are receiving the particular product. Fulfilling the omnichannel promise will require significant organizational transformation. It cannot be an afterthought. So when you are going to decide on omnichannel, and you are going to have a proper planning, when you are going to decide on a SEM system, you have to plan properly. It cannot be changed afterwards. That is what we have to keep in mind. The capabilities required to run a segmented omnichannel supply chain are significantly different from those that have served many companies well in the past. Capabilities are more than just systems or software. Companies also need to transform process and enable people to operate efficiently in the omnichannel world. Like we said, like all systems, SCM subsystem also should have a proper planning. A cultural change has to be brought in before a proper system is getting deployed. So you can see research and observations in the field show that successful companies have mastered 6 core capabilities to run their segmented omnichannel supply chain. So these are the observations that has been identified as capabilities by McKinsey Research and Observations. So they are: analyzing consumer and product flows. Consumer and product flow analytics includes basic elements such as understanding cost to serve expenses for different service levels combined with an estimation of the benefit. So the consumer should be in a position to know what exactly is the benefit that he is going to get, and estimation for the benefits has to be identified by the supply chain enterprise. Real-time inventory visibility. Always there should be visibility on what exactly is inventory we are having in our hand before proceeding further to ensure that you are having a optimal supply and demand. In a decentralized network, a company needs to be able to see inventory across channels and potentially across companies so that it knows where products are available and how fast it can get them to the customer. So this specifically comes when you are going to have multiple warehouses across the entire country, and customers will reach into their specific warehouse. This will be a challenge when you are going to have multiple systems in place and decentralized network, but in a centralized network you will be in a position to handle this particular thing properly. Planning and inventory management using advanced analytics and machine learning to predict point of sale demand per SKU for specific stores or specific zip codes by day, and sometimes even by hour you will be in a position to know what exactly is inventory that is available in each of the location. Efficient and rapid node and store operations have become increasingly critical, but companies also have to make trade-offs amongst speed, cost and flexibility. So always there should be a trade-off. Either you have to have a speed, cost and flexibility, or you should be having a node and store operation. So that either of these particular things has to be taken into consideration by the organization who is going to implement supply chain management. Transport operation is another increasingly important capability. Omnichannel supply chains will involve many more flows from manufacturer to the consumer via multiple routes in more decentralized networks and with a large number of nodes. Like always we say, there should be a plan B so that the customer is not getting impacted. Operating model, often forgotten capability. A company's operating model means more than the design of its organization. It also includes performance management, incentives, responsibilities and decision rights. So operating model of the company should match with the supply chain management which they're going to have to be successful in the omnichannel business. So let us go through the technologies in the omnichannel which are being used in omnichannel. Consumer packed goods companies world over have identified the following requirements in a good omnichannel SCM product. It should be having a good cross-functional collaboration should be there. Custom design supply chain network should be there. Next generation supply chain capability should be there. And some of the biggest technologies in a forward-looking supply chain management should be analytics and predictive analytics, mobility, visibility, social media, 3D printing, advanced robotics and cloud. So visibility is the linear supply chain has long ago has been transformed into a network for many enterprises. You could evaluate supply chain management softwares on visibility based on the following criteria. This should be kept in mind when you are, before you are going to evaluate a supply chain management software for your organization. The level of supply chain visibility you require across tiers and on the needs of real time or otherwise. You have to consider this particular thing before proceeding further with supply chain management system. The need for data consolidation from multiple sites and tools required for extraction and sharing of data. So you have to wonder, you have to think of how you are going to integrate multiple systems so that you can have a single view for the consumer and the same view you can be, it is available for you also. You could evaluate, again, strategy for information dissemination and decision making, provide the same levels of visibility to what levels in the organization. So this has to be kept in mind. Integration of supply chain visibility tools with other tools to assist in action on the information available in an effective decision making. So the information that is available in the system, it should give you an benefits of having a proper effective decision making. So let us, having looked at the characteristics that are required for a supply chain management, let us have a look at what are the different softwares we are having today for supply chain management. Supply chain software refers to the range of tools that are designed to control business process, execute value chain transactions, and manage supplier relationships. While functionality in these systems varies tremendously, common features include purchase order fulfillment, shipping, inventory and warehouse management, and supplier sourcing. So these are the common functionalities available in a supply chain management software today. So by Research and Markets has done a report on the supply chain management, and they have identified that the supply chain management software was valued at $8.9 billion in 2020. And by 2026, there is going to be a huge increase in the entire valuation, which will come around 41.7 billion when in 2026, growing at a CAGR of 13.85% between 2021 to 2026. The market is highly competitive with many vendors offering a wide range of solutions, including ERP providers, niche players, and specialized SCM software vendors. Some of the major players in the market are SAP SE, Oracle Corporation, JDA Software Group, INC, Manhattan Associates, INC, and Infor, among others. So the market of supply chain management software is highly competitive with many vendors offering a wide range of solutions, and there are many integrations that are there in this particular solutions, irrespective of which solution you are going to go with. However, some of the top players in the market, as usual, we are having SAP and Oracle are the top players here also in supply chain management also. Let us see what exactly they offer. SAP SE is a leading provider of enterprises software and offers a range of SCM solutions, including SAP Integrated Business Planning, SAP Arabia, SAP Transportation Management, and SAP Extended Warehouse Management. These are the products that are there with SAP. So Oracle also provides SCM management softwares. So Oracle provides a comprehensive suite of SCM solutions, including Oracle Transportation Management, Oracle Global Trade Management, and Oracle Supply Chain Planning. So today, since you are going to have our cloud specific SaaS solutions, there is a possibility of integration between multiple systems also, which companies are looking into and proceeding further as a trend in the future. Some of the top players in the market, middle layer, or JDA Software Group, INC. JDA is the leading provider of end-to-end SCM solutions, including JDA Transportation Management, Warehouse Management, and Supply Chain Planning. Infor also offers a range of SCM solutions, which includes Infor Supply Chain Planning and Infor Warehouse Management and Infor Transportation Management. Manhattan Associates provides a range of supply chain management solutions, which includes a scale, transport management, and warehouse management. So let us look at what exactly some reports are discussing about the supply chain management. One of the reports by Gartner speaks about the top five market leaders in supply chain management software are SAP is holding 25.3%, Oracle is holding 16.5%, JDS Software is 4.1%, Infor is 2.9%, and Manhattan Associates is 1.1%. These percentages or these particular things comes from the view that these solutions are already having an ERP systems in place, and they are market leaders in ERP also. And integration, when you are having a SAP, ERP and SAP, SAP SEM and SAP CRM, will be much, much easier and you're instead of going to have multiple vendors in your place. So this is one reason why SAP is on the topper side, Oracle, followed by Oracle and followed by JDA. You can see the difference between Oracle and the next level is JDA software, which is, there is a huge difference between the percentage of in the market share.